Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Ever wonder what the USDA certified organic label on your food stands for? Or what the difference is between organic and all natural? You might be surprised. Visit stonyfield.com to understand what organic means and why it's really worth it. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
NASA is thinking big. Really big. The American Space Agency has just unveiled the design for a supersized rocket. The plan is to use the new powerful space launch system to propel people and payloads far into space, on voyages back to the moon and beyond. Todd May is project manager of NASA's space launch system. Mr. May, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hey, Bruce. Glad to be here with you today.
So how big is this new rocket?
The initial capability is 70 metric tons to low Earth orbit, about twice the payload capability of the previous shuttle.
So let's see, that's about 140,000 pounds. I'm just doing a back-of-the-envelope calculation.
That's right. That's the equivalent of maybe 9 school buses or 12 elephants, a fairly large payload capability.
So compare that to, say, the Saturn V, which was the biggest rocket on the planet before. That's the one that took us to the moon. How big is it compared to that?
The initial capability actually has about 10% more thrust off of the pad than the Saturn V did. The evolved capability somewhat more than that.
Well, your Space Launch System, that's the name of this new rocket, right?
That's correct, sir.
It's not poetic there, though, I got to tell you.
Maybe you guys can name something, give it something a little better. We NASA engineers can sometimes be a little geeky, you know?
I guess so, yeah. So why do we need something this big? Where are we going?
Well, to the future, Bruce. We think great nations explore, and the United States is worthy of a great rocket to explore. One of the ways to think about it is, in this administration, we think of it as a capability-driven architecture where you actually develop initial capability and then add additional capability as you decide you want to go other places. But this heavy lift rocket will take a crew beyond low Earth orbit to just about any destination you want it to go, even to Mars, asteroids. It also opens up deep exploration for science missions, say, to the outer solar system with direct flights.
And we're going to put people on board this thing, huh?
You can. That's right. You can also take people. You can take cargo.
Boosting something this big into space probably costs big bucks. What are we talking about here?
Bruce, if you think about the total program, we are living within a budget that's about $3 billion a year, including what we call the multi-purpose crew vehicle, which is the actual capsule that carries the crew to space and back home safely, and the ground systems at Kennedy Space Center.
You got to get this thing off the ground with Congress. What are they saying to you? You're saying rocket, they're saying jobs?
Yeah, so we have many stakeholders out there, and we balance the various stakeholders. I think both Congress and the administration are solidly behind this rocket, as you saw in the appropriations last year and in the announcement today from the administrator.
So when's the launch date going to be?
Today we are targeting the by the end of 2017, actually the month of December.
Wow, that's not very far off. You've got to really do a lot of work here.
We sure do, sir. We'll be working hard to get that core design developed, tested, and ready to fly.
Boy, would you like to be aboard on one of these missions?
Oh, sure. I've thought about that since I was a child. I'm getting a little old for that, though, myself.
Mr. May, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you, Bruce.
Todd May is program manager of NASA's new rocket. They call it the Space Launch System. But there's got to be somebody out there that has a better name. So ignite your imagination and land your suggestions on our Facebook page, PRI's Living on Earth. In just a minute, the New Jersey Shorebirds. What's the situation? Find out right here at Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, helping city-bound kids explore and enjoy wild places they'll later strive to protect. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.